Thank you, and good morning, and welcome once again to the radio broadcast of the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and it is our prayer that you'd receive a blessing from hearing a portion of the Word of God today. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to the Independence Baptist Church. We have our services beginning this morning with Sunday school at 10 o'clock. We have excellent teachers, and we ask you to come. Bring your families, bring your Bibles. And I know you'll receive a blessing from hearing the lessons taught in our Sunday school classes. Our worship service begins this morning at 11 o'clock. And then our evening services begin with prayer at 4 o'clock. And then at 4:30, our evening worship. Our midweek Bible study is on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. So these are our services, and we invite you to come. I would like to add this to the invitation. Sometimes people decide that they need to go to church. Sometimes people, because of circumstances in their lives, problems or blessings or whatever, they make a commitment to God and they say, I need to worship God. I need to study His Bible. I need to learn what God has to say to me in His Word. And while they make that commitment, and while they decide that's what they need to do, they never follow through in doing the thing that they know that they ought to do. It may be that that is your case today. And let me tell you, life is a vapor, the Bible said, that appeareth for a little time and then it vanisheth away. And that could be your case. Your life could be vanishing before your very eyes while you're waiting to do tomorrow what you know you ought to do today. And so if you know you ought to be in worship services and you ought to be studying the Bible and learning what God has to say, you better do it today, because your life is slipping from you moment by moment and it'll be gone and you'll never have done that thing that you know you ought to do. Well, for this morning's lesson, if you would turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 2, begin our reading in verse 1. Matthew chapter 2, beginning in verse 1, the Bible says, Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. Now, there's two things we ought to notice in these two verses. Number one is that the wise men came to Jerusalem. Okay? And then, number two, they have seen his star in the east. All right, in verse 3. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, and said, Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, and it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And now in verse 16, When he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem, and in all the coast thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremy the prophet, saying, In Ramah was there a voice heard, lamentation and weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, and would not be comforted, because they are not. We'd like to speak this morning on the subject, the Star of Bethlehem. This star of Bethlehem causes many problems to arise in our minds. There are great questions concerning our lives that we don't know the answer to. And so it is with this star of Bethlehem. There's a lot of things concerning this star that are very curious to look at. However, there are some things about the star that we can understand. First of all, we want to ask you some questions, and then we'll discuss the answers. And there's two things that we'd like to look at this morning. Number one, why did God send the star to the wise men and not to the people of Israel? And number two, why did the star lead the wise men to Jerusalem and not to Bethlehem? So we want to think about those two questions this morning concerning this star. First of all, what kind of star are we talking about when we're thinking about the star of Bethlehem? A lot of people have believed that the star of Bethlehem is a star in the sky. Well, I don't believe that it is. There's just a lot of questions where the Bible here says that the star appeared in the east. And the wise men were there and they looked toward the east and there they saw the star. And they began to follow that star and they followed it to Jerusalem. Now it's very evident that it was not a star that was very high in the sky. And yet it was a star that these men were able to see and to follow, just as the Israelites followed the cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. It was a thing that they could see. So what the star was a symbol of the living God. And these wise men understood what it was. They knew that this star was a special star. And I need to say concerning these wise men, there's no place in the Bible that says there was three wise men. There was no place at all. And now, of course, in our day, in this year, we find that as far as in this season is concerned, when the nativity scene is showed, that there will be three different races. You know, that's because of some political pressure that's been put upon the manufacturers of these nativity scenes. But there's no place in the Scripture that talks about who these people were or what nationality that they were. And so there's a lot of things that we see today with our eyes that makes an impression upon our mind that's just not according to what the Bible says. But the star here was the leader for the wise men, and they were following this star toward Jerusalem. But why was it then that the star appeared unto the wise men, but it did not appear unto the people of Israel? Well, the answer to that question lies with the second question. And the second question was that why did the star go to Jerusalem to start with? And you'll notice as you read Matthew chapter 2 very carefully that that's exactly what happened. When Herod found out that there was wise men looking for the promised Messiah, that is, the king of Israel, and Herod was desiring to keep his throne, and he was wanting to secure his throne for future generations, then Herod was interested in who somebody was saying was the king of the Jews. Now, I know that Jesus, when he came, he was the spiritual king of the Jews. But Herod was not thinking about anything spiritual at all. Herod was interested simply in the physical king. And so Herod wanted to find out who he was. Herod had an ulterior motive. Herod was wanting to kill this baby because he said, well, he'll grow up and he'll be the king. He'll take the throne away from me, from my children, and so I'll fix him. I'll just kill him when he's little. And that's what Herod had in his mind. And when Herod did not find out who Jesus was or where he was, then Herod sent out the command that all of the male children under 2 years of old that lived in Bethlehem and the coast thereof would be killed. Well, don't you think that it would have been a lot better if God had simply led the wise men directly down to where Jesus was and Herod not ever found out about it? Well, you know, that sounds real good to us at first glance, but there's some things we ought to remember. Number one is that God will get Israel's attention that there is a spiritual king of the Jews that is being born. Now, I know that the prophets had prophesied about the coming Messiah. I know that there were God's men that had stood and proclaimed this marvelous truth, but the Israelites would not listen. They would not hear what God was saying to them. And so God got their attention in a way they could not deny. And let me tell you, when little children are being killed by a mean king, men fall on their knees and cry out to God for help. You know, the sad thing about it is that it had to happen. It was prophesied that this would come to pass because God foreknew that it would come to pass. And you know, it's like that in our lives. God today has given us, in this world, in the year in which we're living, God has given to us His Word. And yet, many people don't even read His Bible. God has given preachers to preach the truth of the Word of God. And yet how many people will listen to what the preachers are preaching? And so God says, here's what I'll do. I'll get their attention. And God does that. Men won't hear the Bible. They won't read the Bible. They won't hear what the preacher has to say. But they'll listen when God sends a great catastrophe into their lives. God, you see, has ways of breaking men's hearts. And God can do it. Whether it's through the disease, whether it's through sorrow, whether it's through tribulation, economic problems, drought, whatever it is, God can get folks' attention. And let me tell you, that's the reason that the star led the wise men into Jerusalem and not exactly to where Jesus Christ was. You see, God knew that these people just wouldn't listen. Now let me ask you this morning, are you listening to what God is saying to you? Or let me ask it another way. Has God ever spoke to your heart through a preacher or through the reading of His Word? And instead of you listening to what God has to say, have you turned a deaf ear toward Him? Have you just said, I'll do it my way? Have you had problems that you thought you needed God and yet you didn't pray to God? Has God given you a desire in your heart to live for Him? And if God has given you that desire, then you need to live for Him. Because God will get your attention one way or another. Well, we see that our time has slipped away from us again today. We do appreciate you listening to this radio broadcast. We trust that it's been a blessing to you. We'll continue in this same series of messages next Sunday, the Lord willing. In the meantime, we invite you again to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church of Forestell, Missouri. If you would like a written transcript of this message, then if you would send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Independence Baptist Church, Post Office Box 70 in Forestell, Missouri, the zip is 63348, I'll be glad to send you this transcript. Until next time, thank you now for listening.